Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enick-DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I am Melissa Enick-DeBerry, a licensed clinical addiction specialist here in the state of North Carolina. The show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, and Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. We just want to thank God this morning for allowing us an opportunity to come together to share about wisdom, knowledge, and instructions that is given to us and allow us to be able to learn the things that we need to learn in order to live a happier and a healthier life. This April is Alcohol Awareness Month. Each April since 1987, the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, National Council is NCADD, has sponsored Alcohol Awareness Month to increase public awareness and understanding, reduce stigma, and encourage local communities to focus on alcoholism and alcohol-related issues. There are some statistics that are, as far as alcohol-related crashes and alcohol and how it has affected individuals across the U.S. The traffic fatalities and alcohol-related crashes rose by 4%. And this is statistics between 1999 and 2000, and they've stayed the same. We need to update that information, it says, because you can find that from the NHTSA. And so what has happened is criminal justice system, government agencies are concerned about impaired driving and if any improvements are to occur. There are different systems, and the judges take different stances about how to give DWI sanctions. There's 17,000 people killed annually. Approximately 300,000 people are injured annually in alcohol-related crashes. There are statistics that state that DWI recidivism is high. It's estimated that one-third of all drivers arrested, convicted, are repeat offenders. And since over the past 10 years, and again, these are numbers from 2003, so we're 13 years behind, wonder has the amount changed. Approximately 1.4 to 1.5 million drivers have been arrested annually for DWI. It says, who are the individuals or what are the characteristics for DWI offenders? Who are these individuals? Who are the repeat offenders? What do they look like? 34% of the offenders in jail and 8% of the offenders on probation have been convicted of more DWI offenses in their lifetime. It says 1 in 3 DWI offenders on probation and 2 out of 5 in jail report drinking alcohol. 44%. Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is Melissa, and I was giving some statistics. We're glad that you are able to join us. We are sharing with Justin Sharp, and you are the director of prevention services for Inuvia Prevention and Recovery Center, is that correct?
Coordinator for prevention.
Coordinator for prevention services. And we're glad that you were able to join us this morning. I was just reading some statistics about DWI offenders and the typical driver and the from the information that I have, but you will have an opportunity to do so if you have those statistics. But why don't you introduce yourself and the reason that you're calling in this morning.
Yeah, so my name is Justin Sharp, and I'm a prevention coordinator at Inuvia Prevention and Recovery Center, which is a nonprofit organization in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. We have residential services as well as inpatient and outpatient, adolescent, and adult care, and I work for the prevention department. So I get to go out and do community awareness and education as well as impacting environmental strategies to decrease substance abuse and substance misuse.
Thank you for explaining that. And where is Anuvia located exactly in Charlotte?
Yeah, so Anuvia is located at 100 Billingsley Road, so that's our main campus location. We have three different locations, the main campus at 100 Billingsley. We have our residential and detox facility at 429 Billingsley Road. And then we have a adolescent center at 5855 Executive Center Drive in Charlotte as well.
Okay, I appreciate that because as far as the listeners go, we want to be able to allow them to have information for the different resources that are available in the community. And I appreciate you for sharing that. And so you're calling in. I'm glad that you answered my email about the 12th Annual Operation Flag, which is a DWI display. I know
yes.
that April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and that is one of you all's events that you're hosting for this month. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Operation Flag is about?
Yes. So this is our 12th annual Operation Flag DWI display, and it's an annual event to raise awareness of the number of DWIs that have been filed in Mecklenburg County in the past year. So each year we put down one flag for one DWI on our front lawn of Anuvia at 100 Billingsley as a visual representation to the community of exactly how many DWIs were filed in the past year. We get thousands and thousands of comments throughout the year saying that, oh, you're the organization that does the flags. It's pretty crazy how many DWIs there actually are, which is actually a really big concern in Mecklenburg County, trying to create awareness for that. In addition to this year's campaign of just putting flags down and creating a visual campaign to increase awareness, we're also tying it to underage drinking, which we know in our community it is a problem and is a concern. So we're tailoring it toward the social host law in North Carolina. Are you familiar with the social host law?
No. Could you tell me a little bit about what the social host law is?
Yeah. So in North Carolina, the social host law is talking about, in regards to parents, that adults are not permitted to provide alcohol beverages to anyone under the age of 21, including their own children. And if they do so, they could be held liable. So the social host law pertaining to drinking while in the household, we encounter parents time and time again saying, oh, we think it may be better for our child to start drinking in the household. It may be safer, but that's not the case. It's a little naive to think that, because if you're telling them that they can do it in your house, what's going to stop them from doing it in somebody else's house where parents, where friends of their parents are there as well? So we're educating those individuals about the social host laws, because Charlotte being so close to South Carolina, we have a lot of individuals that commute into Mecklenburg County, and the social host laws in South Carolina are vastly different. So there are some mixed messages within our community in regards to social host laws. So we want to make individuals aware of that. We also will be giving out alcohol locks. We know a great environmental strategy to decrease underage drinking is to decrease access. And a recent study done by the Center for Prevention Services that we helped out with has indicated that in Mecklenburg County, a majority of students and youth find alcohol in the home, and that's where they take their first sip, is because they sneak it. So decreasing access in the home, we're going to be passing out alcohol lock boxes. So locks that go on the top of the liquor bottles and wine bottles, as well as refrigerator locks, trying to decrease the access, as well as allowing some other tips to be shared to decrease the amount of alcohol that is in these individuals' homes, especially if you have adolescent children.
So some of the issues and problems that Mecklenburg County is facing is concerning alcoholism and addiction, specifically among our youth, is that the understanding of the parents is that it's okay for my child to drink, or they can drink more responsibly in the home. And what you're saying is that is a wrong statement. Is that what you're?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're finding?
So, yeah. So even if you think your child's going to be safe, if you're in your home and they're drinking under your supervision, you're maybe stopping some of the legal consequences that could happen if your child was drinking elsewhere. But think about all the health concerns that you're putting your child through, not only from a brain development standpoint, but other bodily functions as well. There's research that states if a child starts to drink under the age of, let's say, 14, 15, 16 years old, that their likelihood of becoming addicted later in life greatly increases. So we don't want that to occur later in life just because one parent believed it would be okay for their child to drink in the presence at their home.
So they're basically introducing the alcohol early in their system, and it's affecting their development both physically and mentally and emotionally. When you talk to the children, when you go out into the schools and you talk to the kids, what do they say as far as maybe their parents having offered them, you know, or allowing them to drink? Do you have any of that, or do you share it with the kids and they share that with you?
Yeah, so some of the schools that we go out to, some of the youth that we work with have indicated that their parents will allow them to have a nice, depending on where we're at, a nice glass of wine with a very nice glass or with a nice dinner, that they've had a beer with their dad or a mixed drink with their mom, things like that. It's very far and few between, but we know that it still exists within our community. So just letting them know that not only legal consequences, but the health consequences as well, whenever they're taking these sips and trying it at a very young age.
Do you, I want to go back one second to the social host law.
Yeah.
Do you educate parents and children about that? And if so,
yeah,
how do you do that?
Yeah, so in our youth programs, we let them know about, like, house parties, having house parties. Let's say, let me give you a scenario. If a child's parents are out of town, we kind of give them this scenario, and X, Y, and Z is hosting a party, and they know that there's alcohol there, and the party is hosted, and let's say somebody gets into a car wreck, unfortunately, this occurs quite a bit, it can go back on the parents. And a lot of the students aren't aware that their parents could be held liable for their decision-making. And we go through a lot of decision-making scenarios and letting them know that that decision not only affects the person who makes the decision, but it acts as a domino effect and it can affect everyone around you. When we go and we do our parent groups, and do like our health fairs at the schools and PTA meetings and what have you, we do talk about social host laws, but this campaign that we're doing on Monday, we're hoping to reach a broader number of parents in the Mecklenburg area to make them aware of these laws.
I have invited Latrina from I think the Drug Free Coalition to share on next Thursday. And
yeah.
Do you all do work with the coalition? Do you also work with, I heard you say, the Center for Prevention Services? And if so,
yeah,
what are some ways that you all work together?
Yes. Yeah, so Anuvia is part of the Mecklenburg County Drug-Free Coalition, so I'm very familiar with Latrina and the work that her and her group does. I'm actually a member of the Drug-Free Coalition. So each of those strategic plans that the coalition has had, one talking about underage drinking, the other marijuana and prescription drug abuse. I work just a little bit in everything, trying to help out as much as I can. But we do work with other organizations in the community that does similar work with us, because we're all hoping for the same goal. There's no need for competition in between the organizations, but all coming together to work to create one healthier community.
And so I want to, back to the 12th annual Operation Flag. How many flags are you all putting out there?
Yeah, so this year there'll be 3,000 765 flags that will be placed on the front lawn of Inuvia. Last year there were 4,292, so it's actually around 11 to 12% decrease from last year. And that can be attributed to the prevention education, the environmental strategies, everything that encompasses prevention, not just one campaign or one-time education. It all has to work together. And the population of Mecklenburg County is ever-changing, so we have to make sure that we step up our game each year, that we're reaching every part of Mecklenburg County. I mean, there's a lot of people in Mecklenburg County. We have over a million individuals who call Mecklenburg County home, so we're having to constantly remind and increase awareness each year.
So we've seen a reduction in the number, so that means that the work has been valuable. And so this event is going to be held when and at what time, and, and can people call in or get more information?
Yeah, so for sure. So it's going to be held April 4th, so this coming Monday, at 11 a.m. at 100 Billingsley Road, and that's our main campus location at Inuvia. It'll be a floating event, but it starts at 11. It'll probably end up around 1 o'clock or so, depending on how long the flags are takes us to put out. Lunch will be provided, so that's always a good thing to come out and meet some community members. We'll have representatives from Mothers Against Drunk Driving at the state level, as well as our Mecklenburg County ABC board and law enforcement. We try to incorporate a lot of community organizations that are doing the same things and working together to promote this event. It'll be a good time to network with fellow community members, as well as raising awareness of DWIs and underage drinking prevention in Mecklenburg County.
And if someone is interested in helping their child, or you coming out to speak to their organization, what would they need to do, or what number would they need to call?
Yeah, so you can, if you're looking for prevention services as it relates to going out to your child's school or a community organization, things like that, you can call 704-927-8868, and that has a direct line to the prevention team. If you're requesting more information regarding our treatment services, you can call 704-376-7447, and I'll repeat those numbers. So for the prevention team, it's 704-927-8861, and then for our treatment services, 704-327-7447.
Okay, and you mentioned the Drug Free Coalition as well. Are individuals able to participate in that? And if so, when is that? Do you know when that next meeting will be held?
Yeah. So the Drug Free Coalition meetings are held each month, actually at Inuvia Prevention and Recovery Center, and we meet from 8:45 until 8:45 to 10:45 in the morning. So it's held every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month, second Wednesday of the month. So that'll be on Wednesday, April the 13th.
Okay. And is there anything else that you would like to share before we go off the line?
If you've heard what I've said today and you think that it's not going to happen to your child, you'd rather them hear information about alcohol from you, a reliable source, rather than finding out from their friends or on the internet, which we know if they're not looking up credible sources, there's no telling what information they might find, as well as educating the parents and yourself about the social host laws in North Carolina, as well as the health consequences that could potentially happen at an adolescent standpoint.
All righty. Well, Mr. Sharp, again, my name is Melissa, and I greatly appreciate you calling in this morning and giving us this information. And again, Justin Sharp, coordinator of prevention services at Inuvia Prevention and Recovery Center. There will be an event that will be held on April the 4th, beginning at 11 a.m. at Inuvia Prevention, which is located at 100 Billingsley Road, and that's Charlotte, NC 28211. He give the numbers to call, and you can also find him on the web at www.anuvia.org at Prevention Services. Mr. Sharp, we greatly appreciate this morning, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
I appreciate Mr. Sharp for coming on the line and giving us that information. It says that if you have a child or any concerns, you can give them a call. Trinity Counseling Services provides the education and the treatment for individuals who have gotten into trouble for the DWI, and it's good to know that there are organizations that are providing the prevention services as far as the adolescents are concerned and the parents. He said they're also offering alcohol, they can put on lock boxes in the home, because what we do here a lot of times is from people that have gotten into trouble later on in their lives, that their first drink came from their parents or their peers or at parties that were hosted, and we know that that introduces alcohol into the system at an early age. We also learned that it affects both mentally, physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. When you begin to change your thoughts, then your interests begin to change and your purpose begins to change, and that creates a greater effect when you are older in life. Some of the other aspects that we hear is then their peers change. There are reasons that people do this, but the primary reason is the amount. There may be personal reasons, maybe trying to fit in, maybe environmental, that if your parents are drinkers, it may even be responsibility issues. And so it's good to know, it says, well, everyone is doing it, but what we are learning or what we just learned is everyone is not doing it. In a million people, there were only 756 DWI arrests, down from 4,000 or more the year prior. So that is good information. It says that with the reduction of DWIs, there's also a reduction of the consumption. There's a reduction of the amount of money that is spent with injuries and fatalities and productivity and just overall it affects. It says that if the children are affected, if the parents are drinking, and the children will be. So it's just good to know that there is an opportunity for children to know that there are other ways to think. We also learned that there are different laws as far as the states go. Charlotte is located next to South Carolina, and so people and access may be different. So you want to stay on top of that. We want to continue to reduce that, because alcoholism opens the door for things such as craving, loss of control, physical dependence, and tolerance. And so it's good to know that there are organizations. But next week, because April is Alcohol Awareness Month, each week for this month, we're going to be interviewing other organizations with the Drug Free Coalition presenting to us some of the events that will be held. Also, as stated, there is work that is done as far as prescription drugs, underage drinking, and there are organizations and resources available for you to call and participate in order to help with this cause. So we're going to be hearing from them on next week. You're welcome to call in 347-945-5924 to participate in the discussion. You can email melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com for any questions that you might have as far as the information that you've heard today. Again, this show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, both Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. We will be conducting alcohol screening. That can be done with a questionnaire that can be completed that can help individuals realize if there's a problem or not. It takes about 15 to 30 minutes. We're going to be offering that as a free service throughout the month of April, I think specifically during the second week, which is Alcohol Screening Day. I believe that's going to be during the week of the 14th. And what we will do is if you call in, you can say, well, I want to come by. I want to ask questions to see whether or not I need to get help for the problem. And if so, then we can set up a time for you to come in to complete an assessment and direct you to a recommendation that will benefit you as far as getting any help you need, either through Trinity or other organizations. If you are owners of a business and you have some concerns and would like a presentation to be done as far as workplace drinking, because productivity is lost as a result of individuals using alcohol or other drugs, you feel free to give us a call at 704-333-2446 or 336-675-0075 for the individual that needs to, if you want us to come in and do a presentation. And any other information that you might would need, you are welcome to give us a call again or to email us, and we can provide the information for you. But again, we just want to say thank you to Anuvia for calling in and giving us the information about the event that will be held on April 4. God, we just thank you right now for the opportunity to gain wisdom, knowledge, and instruction about helping our children to deal with the issues of underage drinking, alcoholism, and addiction, and to cut those things off before they start. And God, we just thank you for keeping us safe throughout the day and continue allowing us to walk in your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. You all have a good morning. Thank you.